Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's been three seasons. And I'm still coming in this season. Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be with you today. This is Centria with Wellness Works, and I am Centria. I am an LMT and a CA in Baltimore, Maryland, and this is Lulu, if you hear her, my trusty sidekick. And I just wanted to say welcome to 2021. I'm excited for this year. And I'm looking forward to everything that I see on the horizon, and I'm certain you guys are looking forward to what's new and what's to come, and I'm looking to see how God will move in your life and how you're going to move in your life to make things better, to make your community better, to make your workplace better, because at the end of the day, we are here to help each other grow and learn. So, I do not have a guest today to start off this year, and I am glad that I am perfectly okay with that, and I just want to get you guys caught up on some things. Administratively, so the first thing is that Eddie's Wellness itself, the business Eddie's Wellness LLC, is now beginning February 1st. The two locations will be 6401 Hawford Road, which is, I've always been there. And the zip code for that is 21214. And the phone number there is 410-426-8680. If you need to schedule with me. And the new location is 218 East Lexington Street, Suite 504. So I will be writing that up and putting that on social media, and excited to have that space. And that's a collaboration with my goddaughter, so I'm really pumped about that, and to be able to promote her business, which I'll go into more detail into when she's ready for me to. And yeah, so things are looking up. So if you caught my last episode last year, which I know it seems like I just jumped off abruptly after that, and I went back and I listened, and I did notice that there were some edits there, so you didn't get to get the full scope of everything, but yes, I had started to talk about my dreams, and I had had a series of dreams. And I know to some degree it was my mind working through what was happening last year, seeing the polarizations occur, and just my mind's way of sifting through the information it was receiving, my spirit connecting with what was going on in the spirit realm, and so I know what to pray about, and I know how to navigate for myself, and then also just continuing that purge within myself, what things that occurred last year correlated with some things that I was dealing with personally that I need to continue to release and let go of. So I am going to be sharing those things with you, and I will be looking forward to your feedback, what you think any interpretations of anything may be. I'm going to share 4 dreams with you in particular. And then this last dream that I had was so crazy. I know it was just my brain like really sifting through this whole vaccine thing and every zombie movie that I've ever seen. So, but in any case, I am going to share with you that dream. Now, that dream has been embellished a little bit, meaning I filled in the blanks. Because as you know, when you dream, there tends to be these sections of time that seem to lapse where you're going from one scene to the next, but the scenes don't necessarily have a smooth transition if you have dreams like that. Because I share one of the dreams that I will be sharing with you all with someone, and they couldn't believe that it was all one single dream from one night of sleep. So that's just kind of how my dreams that I have recorded go. They tend to be very detailed, and so they seem a lot longer than I guess whatever the typical dream is, or at least what that person had been exposed to that point. So let's get started. So I've called this mutation. I was also thinking about calling it hybrid, but in any case, we'll come up with a title later. I'm going to share about 15 minutes of it with you and give any commentary where I feel like I might need to. And like I said, I just did some fill-ins as far as where there would be lapse in timeline. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a dream, so it can be embellished a little bit, and I think it will make a very entertaining story for you. Okay, so here we go. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining with a slight overcast, just enough to keep you from having to squint. She was running, enjoying the breeze, and came to a bridge. It was much busier than usual. She wondered if she had missed a race announcement. A thin wall of people came her way as she settled into her stride. Ouch! Some lady had bumped her and left a red stain on her white tee. Upon further investigation, she saw that her skin had been punctured and headed to the doctor's office to see about preventing infection and also to find out the depth of the small but very annoying wound. COVID was still an issue, but not like the year 2020. People only had to wear masks in large gatherings of 50 or more, but she had passed more than 50 people on that bridge. So, better safe than sorry. Many of those runners had worn masks. So, at this point, it was more about sepsis or preventing tetanus. The doctor followed all the conventional precautions to clean and dress the small wound and also did a swab of the area, because it was a puncture, to be sure no poisons were present. When the lab test did come back, there was a funky mutation of a virus they had yet to diagnose, and she was told to quarantine for a full month, only coming out to go to the doctor for evaluations. About a year later, she began to notice a change in her food cravings and body. Flesh. Flesh is all she desired, 80% of the time. She noticed it was worse when she ate red meats, game meats. She was eating it more and more rare. She never liked rare. The very sight of a rare piece of meat used to make her stomach turn. She had always eaten sushi, ironically. She didn't mind that being rare. So that wasn't a big deal. What she did observe was that her cravings were less dramatic with the fish. So she stuck to that. People had begun to draw her attention if she waited too long to eat between meals. Her cat began to treat her differently as well, watching her more attentively and keeping her distance at cat mealtimes and also at her personal feeding times, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Yep, the cat would keep her distance when she knew she was getting hungry. She slowly started staying up with her cat, going through hunting drills and keeping watch for uninvited house guests. From bugs to rodents, she wouldn't eat them, but she would help her kitty kill and discard what she didn't want. About 5 years had passed. She was still working at a local salon and spa in her area. Her coworkers had noticed a difference in her behavior as well. At lunch and snack periods, why so much raw food, especially fish? Little by little, her facial features would furrow at the top of the nose toward the eyes when she got hungry. Her speech would leave as well. She was morphing into what she didn't know. Her husband had started keeping snacks at his bedside just in case. She was still quite reasonable. She still went to services. She still went to mass. She still did everything that everyone else would do. It kept her moral compass. These things kept her from reacting to the intense desire to feed any stimulus that would stir her stomach. So she adhered to her faith, keep her calm. And we'll continue with the rest of the story the next time we are together. But that's just to get you started. So, as you can see, and so actually where we stopped at was an embellishment, but the rest is to come, and it's not an embellishment, so this will only be like two parts for this particular dream with embellishments. Now, the next dreams that I share, I will have no embellishments, believe it or not. They will not be embellished, but they are very interesting. And again, let me know what you think. Now, this one is pretty easy and obvious, which is why I'm starting with this one. Now, going forward, if you don't know about At Ease Wellness, for those of you who are new to this radio blog, At Ease Wellness was formed in 2015 as a formal LLC, but it began as At Ease Wellness and Resource Center. And that entity is actually currently going through stages to become a 501c3, so a charitable organization. And the focus of At Ease Wellness at its inception was people with disabilities being able to go out and give them care, particularly disabled vets and or disabled and or elderly people in general. So these people won't need necessarily to have any type of special mechanism, i.e. a massage table or a massage chair, possibly. Any work that's done for them could possibly be done in whatever mechanism that they are or that they tend to relax and in their home. So that was the focus of Eddie's Wellness, along with offering great massage therapy services from a group of contracted therapists local to the area that have all graduated, have their licenses, be they LMT or RMP under the old two-tier system, which thankfully seems to be finally coming to an end. So all goes as it looks like it's going. There will only be one-tier system here in Maryland, which will be awesome. So everyone will be able to be LMT. And what that means is that everyone will be able to, if they want to, or if the opportunity presents itself, work in regular healthcare settings. Places like mine would be able to employ those who, or contract out those who would not normally be able to work on a client that is receiving manual therapy or healthcare massage, anything along those lines that will fall under healthcare, as opposed to relaxation, what they would refer to as relaxation or spa massage. So this is a really great and excellent thing, because most of the RMPs that I personally know and have worked with are just as learned, if not more learned, than some of the LMTs that I know, because they took their continuing ed very seriously and have actually taken courses and things that they can't administer in a healthcare setting. They could do it privately for the person because they're certified in it, but they can't actually work in a healthcare setting, which makes no sense at all. And to be more specific, like oncology massage, there are several people that I know of that are classified as RMP, and I'm thinking of one gentleman in particular at this moment. Excellent therapist, oncology certified, but can't work in a regular healthcare setting under this, under the old two-tier system. So unfortunate things like that are what occur in a two-tier system. I'm a great believer that it should always be the therapist's choice as to whether or not they get a particular level of education for the environment that they want to work in. If you know you want to work in a healthcare setting, then you'll gear your continuing ed towards that. If you don't want to work in a healthcare setting, then more than likely you will gear your continuing ed towards that and focus more on your traditional relaxation techniques, which are still therapeutic. And that's the other thing I want to fully clarify to people. All massage therapy is therapeutic in nature. It's just a matter of whether or not your focus is on relaxation, which is stress management, or muscle therapy in and of itself, very particular for acute and chronic conditions. Okay, so that's the difference between the two. as far as being in a spa setting and a healthcare setting, and to be quite honest, both styles of massage are required in both settings at any given time. Because if you have an athlete go to a traditional spa, that doesn't mean that they can't receive sports massage if that's what they need, which is still a form of manual therapy. So I'm just being very specific here. That's why I saw no need from the beginning for a separation, because we're all learning the same thing, and then you just expound on what you've learned from there, because everyone has to do continuing ed to maintain their licenses. Okay, so I'm going to get off my soapbox with that for now until I have one of my fellow massage therapists on, and that will be part of our discussion. So at this time, because we started with a story, and I gave you some background on my business, I want to let you know what books that I've begun the year with reading myself. So the first book is Outside of the Bible, because life lessons are there every day. Okay. Is Dave Ramsey's Entree Leadership. That's ENTRE LEADERSHIP, as in Paul, okay? Entree Leadership. So entrepreneurial leadership is the focus of this book. It's 20 years of practical business wisdom from the trenches. That's how he describes it, okay? Now, a few years back, I began reading this book, and I was in the military at that time. I was on an annual training as I was a National Guardsman, and we were in Virginia, if I remember correctly. Yes, we were in Virginia, and this one soldier would see me with the book, and he'd be like, "Did you finish it? Did you finish it yet?" And I was just like, "No," and I think he was really disappointed about that, but I wasn't reading it to finish it. I was reading it to glean the information that I needed going back so that I could better position myself to run my business better. So when you're reading, kind of take note of why you're reading, what result are you looking for from the reading. And so when I say I picked this back up this year, it's been several years, but the truth is I just really finished applying what I had first read. And now it's time to go into the rest of the book. And in going into the rest of the book, I see where I had already started applying some of the things that they have in the rest of the book. But now I'll have better guidance and more clarity on why I should do and how I should go about what I'm doing to, again, get a better result for myself, for my business, and from the team that I build up around me, that I continue to build around me. So remember, read not just to be reading, read to glean. So that's the first book, okay? The other book that I've been reading actually is my book. So I went back and was reading through my book because I'm currently working on my second book. So Purge 2, A Deeper Level, will be coming out this year. I have not yet settled on a month. When I do, I will announce it. But I'm finishing up that book. It probably won't be much larger than the first one, which I believe was only like 60 pages. This one might be 100 pages. So, again, it won't take up a lot of your time, but it will be one of those things that, like the first book, is full of content. Okay. An hour read, but something you could pick apart and use and peel back your layers for hours, days, months, depending on what it is that you are addressing, looking at, dealing with. Now, a recommended reading that I read last year that I really loved was called Dragon Ride. The book is about a young lady that ended up moving to China and was doing ministry work there, but she didn't start out that way. She was not a Christian at the beginning of the book. So she goes through her whole journey as to how she became a Christian, and then everything that happened when she was witnessing to people in China. And so I will give you the information for that book, so you can look that up if you're interested in reading Dragon Ride. Awesome book, awesome book. And then the next set of books that I'm going to talk to you about, which I've read the first one this year, and it's I'll say in December. It was in December, so close to this year, but not this year, is March by John Lewis, the late Representative John Lewis. Co-authors Andrew Aiden and Nate Powell. So this is a three-set book series. And the first book is the smallest book. The third book is the largest book. But none of them are, like, too big. Like, I sat and I read this book, and probably the first one in about an hour. And it kept my attention because it's set up like a comic. And for anybody that knows me, they know that I love comics. Like, I have comic encyclopedias, okay? So it's set up like a comic. So that means it's really friendly for your children to learn a little bit about the civil rights movement from its inception, okay? And also about Mr. Lewis's, a little bit of an autobiography about Mr. Lewis himself, Representative Lewis. And I think you can't go wrong with it, especially if you're trying to get it from a different perspective than what's presented normally over the airways, because it's kind of impersonal. But this will give you that personal touch without going overboard and still give you all the historical data. And it will be a very easy way, like I said, to introduce anyone, especially children, to the civil rights movement. And those are my three suggestions for reading right now. And I will give you guys a few more suggestions as the year goes on, as I continue to read myself. I'll be revisiting some books that I've read in the past, because sometimes it's good to go back. And I'll be letting you know what is new, just like this March book is new. And so that is what I'm looking to do. I want everyone to stay informed. I want everyone to keep growing this year. And I'm so proud of everyone that took the downtime in 2020 and got to know themselves better, got to figure out which way they should be going, maybe picked up an old dream they had let fall to the wayside, dusted it off, and started making plans to execute the things that would allow them to bring their dream to fruition, little by little. It's okay if it doesn't happen immediately. Just keep working at it. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of everyone for doing that, for making 2020 a productive year in spite of all of the chaos. So shout out to all of you who did so. And then finally, I will be also featuring original tunes and just music in general from local musicians, and especially my husband, Eric Worthy, and his group as the year progresses, as he allows and gives me access. And so I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys everything that I have going on in business and things that relate to business. And yeah, I'm excited. And I hope that you are too. And with that, be sure to check in on the Facebook page. Instagram is Centria S. At Ease. Facebook is At Ease Wellness and Resource Center, Centria S. Dorsey LMT. Yes, that was required for me to put my name at the end of that originally. So that is what it is on Facebook. And I'm also on LinkedIn as Centria Dorsey Worthy. And I will post the link to my radio blog the second and fourth week of each month. And I know this is technically the beginning of the third week, as it is a Sunday. So forgive me for those who are very particular about that. But yes, the second and the fourth week of each month, I will be posting a conversation for you. If you have any suggestions, anything you would like for me to explore this year that I didn't touch on in any of the other blogcasts that you may have listened to, then do let me know, inbox me, and I will see about how to go about addressing your interests, okay? Because I want this to be as productive for you as it has been for me. And I thank you again for allowing me to speak with you today. And I look forward to us spending time again. And when I do post again, I'll be sure to leave the phone number so you guys can call in and we can make it a true conversation. Be blessed.